today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I have denied these charges, but the fact that sometimes they are distorted, it hurts my family when they are twisted sometimes in the media. So I have got to make that my number one priority. Secondly, I'm looking at the feedback that I have gotten from my supporters. And I can tell you right now, it has been overwhelmingly positive for me to stay. Third, some people will convict me in the court of public opinion and might cause them not to contribute. Well, the first day that story broke, contribution dropped way off. Guess what? They're moving back up. Because I happen to think that a lot of the American people are starting to see through this whole character assassination on me. And so those are the things that I am reassessing, and I will make a decision over the course of the next several days, starting with the assessment with my family, because that is absolutely my number one priority.
Kane rethinking his ambitions, reassessing his presidential bid, questioning moving ahead with his candidacy. Should he quit the race? There he is explaining what he means by reassessing. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome to another review of the hot hits and conventional sort of political news talk radio. Doug Steffen here, starting out with Neil. Now, let's actually go to Jay Severin, radio host Jay Severin, talking about the different sides that have a stake in the Herman Cain situation and whether he decides to stay in the race or drop out, who it affects.
The deal here is simply stated in 30 seconds or less. There are now a number of parties, all of which Herman Cain is going to and taking off his clothes. No, there are a number of parties now that have a stake in what Herman Cain does. There is, of course, his family. There's his candidacy. There's his staff, campaign staff, that is. There is now the Republican Party. There are the other candidates. There now are a lot of cross pressures. And simply put, his own people want him to stay in this because they work for him. That's their job. They may believe in him. They may love him. But first and foremost, that's how they eat. This is their job. So they want him to stay in, and they'll be saying, no matter what anyone else says or thinks, Herman, you're still in third or fourth place in a lot of these polls. Stay in at least till Iowa. It would be crazy to invest this time and money. Anything can happen. If you get out now, you look like a loser. On the other hand, you've got the other candidates who are calling up the Republican National Committee and the National Committee itself saying, you know, it's time for this guy really to take a walk. And Herman will take care of you later. But you've got to get out of the way now. By the way, I saw on Fox News that an African-American congressman, Alan West from Florida, who's very influential within the party, has either already held a press conference or will soon do so and say it's time for Herman Cain to move on.
Is it? 800-510-8255. Ought he, in his decision-making process, take into account what you think as the voter who may or may not support him? Are there enough other candidates in the field? We'll be talking about some of the other candidates, certainly, as we review what's going on in the continuing discussion on the air, whether it's television or radio. The new media is interesting. Some of the things showing up on the blogs and YouTube. Here's host Jan Michelson with one of his callers. Caller was leaning toward Cain, but now maybe not so.
Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, Jan. I just have to say, you know, three strikes you're out, and he's had more than three strikes. And, you know, I don't care.
Well, hang on. Hey, can I borrow your metaphor for a second?
Sure.
What if all of the strikes were spitters?
I don't understand.
Well, it means they were illegal. That means they were illegal pitches. There was artificial substance on the ball.
Okay, so what about the phone records? What about all the proof that she's provided for them?
The proof was that they had, knew each other.
Yeah,
and the phone records revealed nothing inappropriate.
Well, I think that the problem is this, Jan. What message are we sending to our girls? What message are we saying about marriage? I mean, you know, does that not count for anything? I mean, you know, we're supposed to have values. if we go by what the Republicans are supposed to stand for, we're supposed to have values and stuff. So
right.
A 13-year extramarital affair.
That's what he's being accused of.
Anything?
Right.
I'm sorry. Wrong answer.
Okay. So are you going to?
You know, I thought I was kind of leaning towards him, but you know, I'd originally thought about going for Bachman.
All right.
And then he came up and he had some strong things to say. But then when you'd ask his campaign questions about, you know, the 999 plan and about this and that and everything else, they didn't have very much substance.
So you were skeptical before that?
Yes. And so this is more like the final straw.
It's kind of like a Gilbert and Sullivan play. As I look at this, the players are all the same in essence, but they're playing different roles, if you know what I mean. 800-510-8255. As you assess Herman Cain in your own mind, do you agree with that lady who is a caller? The presidential race, that's how we're spending at least this half hour on the countdown. So plenty of time for your input. Email to Doug@DougStephan.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist Bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a Saint Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at MyEmergen-C.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Herman Cain, in the midst of reassessing whether he is going to continue with his 2012 bid, legacy pretty much already settled with you, is it? His campaign may go down as one of the most hapless and bumbling operations in modern presidential politics, setting a new standard for how to turn damaging press coverage into something far worse. Has he botched this in your mind? Here are our hosts, E.J. Becker and Ellen Schenck, on their program, talking to Scott Parks, another radio person, who says Cain is done.
Has the Herman Cain train permanently derailed now that accusations of a 13-year affair are floating around?
Well, keep in mind these are just allegations, but I would argue that the Herman Cain train, to borrow your phrase, EJ, probably derailed about 2 or 3 weeks ago. This is, you know, whether it's true or not, I think makes no difference anymore. Herman Cain's rather brief moment in the Republican presidential spotlight has all but faded, and this is just one more reason why it will continue to fade.
Well, apparently there's a little more, maybe a little more substance to this. The Atlanta reporter interviewed the woman. She said, I have his cell phone number. He texted him. Herman Cain texted back, and supposedly there are plenty of records of calls back and forth.
Yeah. This is a classic case of where there is smoke, there is fire. Now, I will say this about Herman Cain and his campaign. Unlike with the sexual harassment allegations from several weeks ago, they're trying to get out in front of this before it becomes a story. He went on CNN yesterday and was the first to announce that there is going to be allegations of a 13-year affair. He dismissed it, of course, said there was nothing to it. But this shows that, if nothing else, the Herman Cain campaign has learned its lesson from the way it handled the sexual allegation claims from 2-3 weeks ago.
Here's the thing. Accusations these days are as good as the real thing, Scott. It's unfair. But is there a chance in politics to unravel that particular reality?
It's tough. And I would argue it's not just these days. I mean, these things date back probably 20 years or so, and it happens all the time. I mean, John McCain, 3 years ago, New York Times piece, it turned out to be bogus, but it had what we call in this business legs, and it caught fire for a while, these allegations that McCain had an affair with a lobbyist. I don't need to remind you about 1992 and Bill Clinton and the allegations from Jennifer Flowers. And even back then, and that turned out to be true, but he denied it at the time, people just took that story at face value, and I think a lot of independent voters and moderate Republicans will look at this and say, this is just another example with Herman Cain of where there is smoke, there has to be fire.
Is Cain a pretender, a contender, or an intender? 800-510-8255. Well, as usual, the late-night comedians Jay Leno, Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien, Jon Stewart are having a field day at Herman Cain's expense.
Let's begin tonight, of course, with the latest revelations about Herman Cain. And our new segment, Indecision 2012. After dark. Oh, yeah.
She produced 61 phone or text messages from Cain. That happened today, yeah. After that, Cain said, when I said prove it, I meant go away quietly.
And that he occasionally wrote her checks to help her out financially. Guys, let me tell you something. If you're a married guy and you're writing checks to another woman, you might as well be having an affair, because your wife's going to kill you anyway.
After all those allegations about sexual harassment of underlings, nice to see Herman Cain going the consensual route.
I would love to have a president with 15 first ladies.
It's really boiling down to what he said, they said, situation.
Herman Cain is now reassessing his candidacy. Apparently, between his marriage, his mistresses, and his sexually harassing these other women, there's no time to campaign.
In honor of Cyber Monday, Mitt Romney's website offered sweatshirts and t-shirts for 40% off. Not to be outdone, Herman Cain offered to take his clothes 100% off.
She knew Herman Cain was married. Yeah, she knew. Just as the other four women who accused him of sexual harassment, they knew Herman Cain was married. In fact, the only one who didn't realize Herman Cain was married was Herman Cain.
Okay. So what does all this mean for Iowa and elsewhere? A Republican state operative figures in Iowa, if Cain's supporters, about 7-8%, stuck by him, they probably won't have any qualms about voting for Newt Gingrich if Cain drops out, because Gingrich certainly has past indiscretions. If he becomes the standard bearer, Obama's not going to talk about it, but you can be sure all of the people around him, Axelrod and that bunch, will be yakking it up big time trying to make him look bad. So, where does that say for Michelle Bachmann? Who else is in the spotlight now? The other candidates up next here on the Countdown.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. and the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, this is going to be an interesting few minutes here. The next part of our discussion, as we've now spent time on Herman Cain, will be with the other candidates. Interesting how Newt Gingrich's Republican base is stronger. All the GOP candidates in the race have, some people think, little chance of winning. Can you imagine that? That there would still be some people who would think that if there isn't a strong Republican out there, that Obama would win again. There's so much unhappiness with him. The people in the middle are looking for somebody, anybody. But the Republican base, which has ruined the Republican Party, in my opinion, in many ways, would be likely to stay home if Mitt Romney ran, for example. This is how I don't understand how you people think, if that's the way you're thinking. Here, focusing on both Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich to a point, is talk host Kevin Cohen, who is with Perry, and he talks about his comments and Gingrich's comments as well about illegal immigration, which has gotten a lot of attention, and also Perry's endorsement from Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
In watching all the debates, Governor Perry, I have seen you take a stance when it comes to immigration, and the media and a lot of folks just turned you into a pinata on immigration for a good week and a half, 2 weeks. Then you hear Speaker Gingrich take not the exact approach, but at least a similar approach with a common sense way of looking at the folks that are already here that came here a long, long time ago. And it seems like the talk radio and it seems like a lot of conservatives are kind of looking and saying, well, yeah, I guess that does make some sense. I mean, do you feel a little frustrated that Newt Gingrich said it a little bit differently than you did, but said a lot of what you said just a month ago?
Well, I said a word that I shouldn't have said, and that was that the people that didn't understand that were heartless. That was an insult to people. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what my wife said. She said, you just insulted a lot of people by saying that they were heartless if they didn't understand what you did. Or what Texas did, actually, because it was a collective issue by Texas, and she was right in that sense. And I've apologized to folks for saying they were heartless. We just, you know, I totally understand people's concern about what's going on with this porous border, the drugs that are flowing in. We've got weapons that are going out of the United States into Mexico, and with the approval of our Justice Department, we find out. And it's one of the reasons that I've called for the resignation or the firing of Eric Holder. That's totally and absolutely irresponsible. Weapons that have been used to kill American citizens, as a matter of fact, a Border Patrol agent by the name of Terry. Mm-hmm. So the issue is, you know, we got to get focused on what the real issue is. And the issue is not the result are issues that are a result of not securing the border, whether it's people who show up and our hospitals, or whether it's the school systems that end up paying for these individuals that are here that are forced upon us by federal law. The real issue is about border security. And all of these get addressed when you put the boots on the ground, you have the strategic fencing in place, you use the aviation assets, and you actually secure the border. And that's what I hope people will focus on, and that's what the sheriff obviously has watched and has made the differentiation between the candidates. And you know, he could have stayed neutral. He could have picked some other candidate. But he's watched, and he knows which one of the candidates running for the Republican nomination has actually got the not only courage but has the knowledge of how to secure that border. And that's the reason he's come to New Hampshire to endorse Rick Perry.
I thought that he was kind of a flip-flopper on that, didn't you? Rick Perry on immigration, hasn't he been in a couple of different places when it comes to valuing that? In a few moments, we continue this, and your calls were certainly, if we can find a good one in here, talking about illegal immigration, 800-510-8255. On top of powering Gingrich's base, the groups who are likely actually to go vote, see, I think he can get some of those people that wouldn't vote for Romney to vote for him, especially the Tea Party areas, the Tea Party districts, who are sour. Very sour on Mitt Romney and a couple of the others as well. So let's see where this all goes as we continue on the countdown. It's 28 past the hour.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mammy jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mammy jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes. And I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take the stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Ooh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips?
Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids Extracted from a Broad Range of Flowers, Stems, Seeds, and Bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Week on the weekend, we review the top 10 hits, fake stories of the week, and their conversational value on News Talk Political Radio. And I say that because there's left and there's right, and there are people who are like Michael Smirkonish, and some local examples of that, who are pretty good at pacing on both sides of the issues. And that's really what this is all about, presenting hosts who are on both sides as we can find them about the issues of the day. And so we have gone through some of the candidates, and now we have a little more on a couple of the others as we try to round out this before we spend time on the super committee. I think that's what we'll do as time allows. Let's listen to talk host Inga Barks here with Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, also known as FAIR. They talk about Newt Gingrich and his comments on illegals.
Newt Gingrich has recently made statements, and he's been kind of trying to refine them and redefine them in the last week or so about illegal immigration. But he basically has used language such as path to earned legality for a small group of people. He talked about how we shouldn't deport people who've been here for 25 years. He said that more than once. He said some of these people are law-abiding, they're tax-paying, they have deep ties to America. But he hasn't really said what his policy would be. And I think that's because I think it's a near impossibility. I really do. I don't think there's a president with a political will or a presidential candidate with a political will. In fact, I don't even know what the answer to the problem of illegal immigration is anymore. So I don't think he said anything new. It sounds like the same old rhetoric we've been hearing for years. But the Federation for American Immigration Reform says that he might just have stepped in the same duty patch that Rick Perry stepped in when he called us all heartless. And we welcome from FAIR, Ira Melman. Ira, how are you?
I'm fine, by the way. I do have a heart.
Well, I have one, too. It's pumping as we speak. And glad of it. So let me ask you first. What is the answer to the problem of illegal immigration? Because none of our policy, they all dance around it. All this language that Newt's using is just happy talk.
Well, sure. The first thing you have to recognize is that there's no problem that has a perfect solution. There's better and worse.
Yeah.
And I think most Americans agree that the policy we now have would certainly fall into the category of worse. What we need to do better is, number one, first of all, what we need to do is establish a reason for immigration policy. If we have this policy that admits more than 1 million people a year legally to the United States, we fail to stop about 500,000 people who come here illegally every year, and yet we don't know what the purpose of immigration policy is. means, you know, if you ask somebody what's the purpose of our defense policy, it's to protect the security of the United States and our interests around the world. Everybody would agree about that. How we go about doing it might be a subject of disagreement. First, we need to decide what the purpose of our immigration policy is, and that you don't hear from President Obama. You don't hear it from any of the Republicans. That's step number one. Then number two, if you're going to have laws, you're going to need to enforce them. And you do that by eliminating the incentives that bring people to the United States illegally in the first place. What we know about illegal immigrants is that they are rational people. They come here for very rational reasons. They believe they will be far better off here. So what you have to do is start drying up the supply of jobs. And you do that by going after the employers. You have to eliminate non-essential, non-emergency benefits and services to illegal aliens. Some states have done that, Arizona, Alabama, a few others. And what they've seen are that illegal aliens pick up and move out of those places. They move to California where the bank vault is open to them.
Yeah, that is a real problem in California and other states as well. You know it, and I know it. So what's your reaction to this discussion, thinking about Republicans and Democrats? Actually, in the House, the men and women on the subcommittees have butted heads over the effectiveness of immigration and custom enforcement of the programs. Racial profiling is a problem, people keep saying. So this is a discussion on the presidential level, candidacy level, and there's also a discussion going on in the House. What's the answer? Here's Brandon listening in Delaware, who seems to be tired of the way both sides have been handling illegal immigration.
I do think that the government, up to this point, you know, has done a pretty good job, but it's a couple of things that I dislike. One is this immigration thing. I do think that no American citizen should be put on the back burner for school, for businesses, or anything like that for, you know, for an illegal immigrant. And I see a lot of that where I'm from in Delaware. You know, they're putting illegal immigrants or immigrants, because personally I don't know if they're illegal or not, in front of, you know, an American citizen. Then the second thing is, when you have people in Congress that own or have stock in these big businesses, they're going to make laws according to these businesses and what they want. So I think it takes away from the little man. And I think the Democrats see that this government has to be a little give and take, you know, and I think that's what Obama is trying to do. He's trying to give some and take some for the rich man all the way down to the poor man. But it seems like to me the rich man don't want to hear it. He wants all the money, he wants it everything his way. So I think, and the government is catering to that. And no money should be going overseas when you still have homeless people and people like that here in America that could use it. So those are my three, you know, main issues. The immigrants giving money to overseas, and also people in Congress owning these big money, big corporations, or having stocks or getting money from these corporations to do what they want.
All right, so there's some pensive thinking. Thank you, sir. 800-510-8255. Here from CNBC's Simon Hobbs talks to Ron Paul about the high number of people who aren't happy with any of our elected leaders, no matter whether they're congressmen or senators, yet none of the Republican candidates seem to be able to capitalize on that.
81% of Americans are dissatisfied with the way in which the country is going, and certainly dissatisfied with Congress. Why do you think that Mitt Romney is not able to better capitalize on that? Clearly he is the favorite to win the GOP race, and yet he's rarely in the lead.
Yeah, I think it's because it's more of the status quo. I think all the other Republican candidates just represent the status quo, more of the same. No change in the foreign policy, no change in the Federal Reserve, no cut in spending. There's nobody. I'm the one that's offered $1 trillion in cuts because I believe the government is so big and so out of control that you have to have real cuts. But all this other talk about the cuts, whether it's Romney or anybody else, is just cut and proposed increases, and that's why the American people don't believe that they have a solution. We're just keep doing exactly what we've been doing for 40 years, spending excessively, running up debt, printing the money, and manipulating interest rates, and we're up against the wall now. It doesn't work anymore. Lowering interest rates, it's essentially impossible. That's what they're desperately trying to do today. But, you know, when our interest rates to the banks are down to zero, what are they going to do? And it used to be that the Congress would just spend more money. How can they spend more money when there's no money in the Treasury? country. So, Romney and the rest aren't offering anything new.
The most successful independent candidate, Ross Perot, ran in this country when 39% of Americans were dissatisfied with the way in which the country was governed. Gallup now reports that's up to 81%. Many people say that the time is absolutely right for a third party or an independent candidate. In the event that you don't win the GOP nomination, are you still leaving that option open, that you would run as an independent?
I don't plan to do anything like that, because the system is so biased against anything against the one-party system. When you put the Republicans and Democrats together, policies never change. The rhetoric is different, but they all endorse the same foreign policy, monetary policy, and deficit spending. So, but you can't get on ballots. You can't get in the debate. So the system is very, very biased. I mean, we have a very undemocratic system that we have to deal with.
Whilst you don't plan to do it, are you ruling it out as an option?
Well, I have no intention. I don't talk in absolutes, but I can't imagine it. It just seems so unreasonable. I don't want to do it. The system won't permit it. And
but it's still
there's no logic to doing it.
But it's still a possibility from what you're saying.
Well, if you think 1 out of 20 million is a possibility, I guess. But no, that's not going to happen.
Ron Paul dissing the idea that he would be a third party candidate. Boy, do we need a third party, though, don't we? Huh? 800-510-8255. And here's Marcia in Maryland explaining exactly why we need a third party.
I changed to an independent because I don't like the gang fight in Washington. Okay, the Democrats fight and, you know, Republicans, and they fighting against each other. And American people are sitting back like, wow, you know what I mean? And they, you know, the gang fighting with one another. We need to take a strong look at the government now about dictatorship. It's happening now in some sort of sense. The American people don't have the right to speak on what's going on in Washington. You know, you can't go to the Congress meetings. You know, you can't speak there. I mean, I believe that's unconstitutional. Right now, a lot of people is not working. I'm working at a temp agency, you know, and I'm college educated. I work hard. I'm currently a Section 8 resident. I have the American dream in my soul, but there's no job option for me. And the inside fighting is really hurting the American people. I see a lot of people out here who works hard, working at McDonald's, 2 or 3 jobs, you know, trying to make ends meet. And when we turn on the TV, we see them fighting against one another. But they going home into their, you know, pools, you know, homes, rich homes. They not affected by the economy. We are, the American people. So I would just like to say to the American people, write in your vote. Vote for yourself. I mean, we might have to do some drastic changes to let them know we're not going to tolerate their fighting no more. They need to come together in Congress, and we're going to make a stand as American people. Just like those young kids up there, mostly young kids up there in Wall Street, fighting against, you know, fighting at Wall Street. They making a change in history, and I admire that. I believe in protest. But we as an American people, we need to get together, write in our votes, and vote for a tree or whatever. Because they're fighting against one another. If Republicans get in office, we're still going to suffer.
Vote for a tree. That's the first time I ever heard that. That's an actually pretty interesting idea, Marcia. How about Marcia the tree? Vote for Marcia. Vote for Sam the tree. She's speaking what, you know, 80% of the country is feeling, and the people in Washington don't get it. It's very interesting to follow the political news media and see how out of touch they are with what your desires are. Pretty interesting stuff. Super Committee is an example of what Marcia was just talking about. What a disgrace. That's up next in our focus here on the countdown.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
O'Reilly. 1 in 5 collisions is caused by drivers who simply can't see out their windshield because of badly worn or cracked wiper blades. If your wiper blades are streaking, skipping, or smearing, it's time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and let our team of professionals help you select the replacement wiper blade that's right for you. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
All right, the super committee's fate, what it's working on, et cetera, or what it worked on. Maybe that's better. David Gregory here talking to Senator Chuck Schumer about what Schumer believes is going to happen now that the super committee has failed.
Let's talk about the fallout and what comes next from the super committee failing to get a deal. One big question before the end of the year is the payroll tax holiday. The president would like to see it extended. What's going to happen in the Senate?
Well, the first thing we're going to do when we get back this week is put the payroll tax holiday on the floor of the Senate. It would give middle-class families about $1,000 extra in their pockets. The average family would get that. It would boost the economy. And we pay for it with a small surtax on incomes over $1 million. It's essential that we do this. We're going to keep at it and at it and at it because it's so important for the economy.
Why do you think the Republicans will go along with that in the Senate? Do you have the votes?
It's hard to believe the Republicans would oppose this for two reasons. First of all, they spent so much time fighting to preserve the Bush tax cuts for the millionaires. It's hard to believe they wouldn't want to preserve a tax cut for the middle class. That's number one. And number two, most of them have supported things like this in the past. They say the way to get the economy going is cut taxes. They don't like increased spending on infrastructure or things like that. And in fact, certain people have made favorable noises about this. Marco Rubio, Mike Simpson, and even Newt Gingrich, who you just mentioned. On the other side, of course, is the man who has a great deal of clout, Grover Norquist. He believes that raising this tax or letting this tax expire does not violate the pledge that people signed, even though raising the Bush tax cuts, letting those expire would. It's hard to understand the logic of saying one is a tax increase and one isn't.
Do you predict passage?
Well, I would hope we would pass it. I think it's very hard for Republicans to vote against this, given their past history of defending the tax cuts for the wealthiest among us. If it doesn't pass once, we're going to put it on the floor again and again. And we would be open to other ideas of paying for it if this one fails.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Super Committee and the compromises to extend the payroll tax cut. After the Super Committee goes down in flames, politicians are trying to talk to you, the average American, because you're going to get screwed. Republicans may agree to extend the payroll tax cut for middle-class Americans, just as long as people who have a lot of money don't have to cough up any more money. And that seems to be where Mitch McConnell is in this conversation he has with talk host Terry Miners.
This is a little bit of a follow-up from the breakdown of the Super Committee a few weeks ago and where we stand now in terms of how we're going to wrestle this beast, the deficit and so forth. I know today there was some talk about some referencing the Simpson ball plan in terms of the payroll tax. So what is it that you're offering now that can help reduce the deficit?
Well, I think the best way to start is that there's some good news and some bad news. The bad news is that the Joint Select Committee, the so-called Super Committee, did not come up with a recommendation. The good news is the way the law is crafted, we still get $1.2 trillion in spending reductions without any tax increases over the next 10 years. And you add to that the $900 billion over the next 10 years achieved in August, you've got $2.1 trillion in spending reductions with no tax increases anyway. Now, that's not enough. We had hoped to do more. There have to be significant entitlement reforms, or Medicare, for example, is not going to be there for our children and our grandchildren. And we did not succeed in getting the Democrats to help us save Medicare. But it was not a wasted effort. And we did achieve $2.1 trillion in savings, and there will be additional efforts because we have to do a lot more. We now have over a $15 trillion national debt. It's bigger than our economy. That alone makes us look a little bit like Greece, and there's a lot left to be done, but I think we've made a step in the right direction, and we have to do a lot more.
Going back to that Simpson-Bowles plan, there was a lot of effort exerted there, and then it seemed like it was ignored, and now, though, today I saw it was referenced again, though, in terms of a freeze on federal employee wages and so forth.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it was a good report. It outlined a way to get $4 trillion in a deficit reduction over a 10-year period. It did hold out the possibility for significant tax increases. One of the reasons most of my party worry about that is we're in the middle of a very difficult economy, and much of the tax increases envisioned by our friends on the other side would fall on small businesses, who are the biggest employers in the country. So we go down that path with some caution in an economy that looks like this. Having said that, I think this is an issue that isn't going to go away. I mean, the debt's not going to mysteriously disappear, and we're going to continue to wrestle with it. There will be a new president, or maybe this president, a year and a half from now, asking us to raise the debt ceiling again, and that, of course, will precipitate another discussion about what to do about the debt.
All right, so there's Mitch McConnell on the debt question. Here's host Carl Wolfson with Congressman Peter DeFazio of Oregon about the failure again, the super committee, and now what do we do?
The super committee failed. I know that's a shocking news bulletin.
I think I predicted it the day it was formed, yeah.
Yeah, God, I predicted it the day after, so you
You
were way ahead of me. Your thoughts?
Well, actually, this gives us a tremendous opportunity to address deficit in a progressive way. All we have to do now is let a bunch of tax cuts expire.
Right.
The Bush tax cuts all expire again for the second time, and hopefully we can get someone who holds a veto pen to stand firm this time, December 31st next year.
Right.
We let them all expire. That's $4 trillion of deficit reduction achieved in a very progressive way with some slight shared sacrifice. That wouldn't be a bad result.
Right.
You know, that's part of the problem. The other part is we need to invest and put people back to work. The Republicans are still flapping around back here. They've been promising us they're going to surface the transportation bill every month since March. And we're still waiting with bated breath here for them to do that. Problem is they can't figure out what else to destroy or cut to pay for it because they have Cutco. We can't raise revenue to pay for investment. We have to destroy some other program. So
right.
They're having trouble with that.
Mr. Norquist has that map laid out for them there.
Right, but I would suggest that part of the money that we would gain by doing away with all of Bush tax cuts should be invested to put people back to work. That would substantially deal with our deficit problem, and I think we disagree over the merits, which I understand you're discussing earlier, of extending this payroll tax holiday.
What a bunch of losers. This guy thinks everything the government is doing now needs to continue. Well, and that's the whole thing here. Wish we had more time to talk about that. But Talk Radio Countdown time is up. Appreciate your paying attention to what's going on. I know you're interested in the world of talk.